The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
So have you survived the time change? My wife's having a tough time with it, and I always struggle with it, but that's not what we're talking about today. We are physically talking about clocks. You know, when you go through time change, they always remind you to, well, you know, set your clock forward or backwards, this time around forward. Make sure to change the batteries in your smoke detectors, and also I heard on TV to change the battery in your weather radio, which I'll be honest with you, I'd forgotten all about. But when I went to my clocks, it was amazing that just to turn the clocks forward, I actually had to end up changing batteries in two of them. And I looked at one battery, and again, I looked at it 6 months ago when I changed the clock, and there was corrosion on this battery, and the battery was just getting nasty, but the clock was still running. And it got me to thinking, is it the clocks that have become the problem, or is it the battery technology? Now, I realize a clock should just be set it and forget it, but a lot of the older clocks I had, they seemed to run like a charm. They ran on batteries, and they ran forever. Now you're constantly fiddling with it, tweaking with it. I got a little battery-operated clock in my bathroom that the minute I tried to set the clock forward, it wouldn't work. Doesn't make any sense to me at all.